industry started in Cheddar, the latter part of the 1800s, by a Mr. Samuel Spencer, who grew the Royal Sovereign that was raised by Laxton and Sons. The early days were very difficult for the growers because they hadn't had any experience with the marketing and the growing of strawberries, and they had quite problems during the early years, the very early period, of finding suitable containers, and they eventually managed to get some local wicker basket makers in Cheddar to make them some 12-pound wicker baskets, which were sent to the market with the first crop in. But the problem was they could only get a certain amount made, and it meant having to wait for them to be returned to pick the next lot of strawberries that were ripened. And another problem they ran into in the early days was the fact that they found the strawberries used to get dirty by splashing from the rain. And so they had the, well, it was quite a clever idea, of cutting some of the heather on blackdown and also the bracken. And they used this for putting up between the strawberries, and that avoided the splashing. But they found it was very hard work and couldn't get enough quantity of it. And then various other things were tried. They used spartagrass waste from St. Cuthbert paper mills. That was very successful for a period. And then after quite a time, they developed straw. They didn't develop straw actually, but they used straw, which was provided by the farmers. And that was really a wonderful material that's been used from then right through till now. It's still being used in the present day, and we can't find anything to better it, really. Now, the marketing, we used to send the strawberries by train. They used to run a midday train for the northern market, 5 o'clock train for the Midland market, the North Midland markets, and the local markets and Birmingham. They used to leave about 8 o'clock at night. And when I was started as a boy, when I was about 4 years old, I was allowed to grow, to go, and I shouldn't put this in today, but this is part of the old history.
No, come on, tell me. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You doesn't matter, because I shall write it out.
Well, the cart, horses and carts used to be stretched from the station right back to the village. And the difficulty was that the growers, you have to put this in with the history. We didn't mention this, did we, about the transport and the market, did we? The growers used to take the strawberries by horse and cart, and they were all in baskets, and they could only get 2 layers high. And it meant an awful lot of horses and carts to take the strawberries out to the station. And the railway gave us a wonderful service up until 1963, the railway stopped. And then they sent the train stopped running. No, the train stopped running first. It didn't go to the bypass for some time. The train stopped running and the line was closed. And the railway then gave us a service of huge vans to take the strawberries to Bristol and distribute them by passenger trains all over the country.